Okay, today's Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos. We're up to Parakei Mishnah Yudches. Kol ha-mezakeh es harabim. Anyone who's mezakeh the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, ein chet ba'al yado. He's not going to come to averos. V'kol ha-machti es harabim, someone who causes the people to do averos, ein maspikim b'yado la'asas tshuva, is never going to have the opportunity to do a proper tshuva. Moshe, zacha v'zika es harabim. Moshe, Rabbeinu did mitzvos, and he causes other people to be able to do good mitzvos, to do mitzvos, zuchos harabim talibo, and therefore, the zchus of the rabbim is given, he gets a lot of the credit for the zchus of the rabbim. Shneimar tzidkas Hashem also umishpatov im Yisrael, that he did tzidkas Hashem and the mishpatim with Klal Yisrael. So what does Klal Yisrael have to do with it? Meaning he did it with he's considered to have done all of the good things that Klal Yisrael themselves did. Yeravim chata vehechti es rabbim. Yeravim ben Nevat was a sinner and he also caused other people to sin. So chet harabim talibay. So the sins of others is something that he's blamed for. Shnama al chatos Yeravim asher chatov. It says that he sinned and that he was machti the Jewish people. Mishnah Yotes. Kol mi sheyesh biyado shlosh advarim halalu mitalmid shel Avraham Avinu. If someone has the following three characteristics, he's a talmud of Avraham Avinu. Shlosh advarim acherim mitalmid shel Bilam Arasha. And three opposite characteristics is considered to be from the talmidim of Bilam Arasha. Ayin tov ruach nemuchav nefesh shval mitalmid shel Avraham Avinu. Person has a good eye, a humble temperament, and a nefesh. He's nefesh shvala means doesn't get aggravated about things. He's more calm about things. So he's from the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu. Ayin ra'a, someone who has a bad eye, ruach kavah, someone who's a balgaiva, v'nefesh rechava, and someone who's easily agitated, mi Talmidim shal Bilam Rasha. He's from the Talmidim of Bilam Rasha. Ma bein Talmidim shal Avraham Avinu le Talmidim shal Bilam Rasha. What's the difference between the two? Talmidim shal Avraham Avinu ochlim bol mazev, ochlim bol maba. Talmidim of Avraham Avinu benefit from this world and the next world. Shnar lahan chelo aveyesh, v'otro sehem amalei. Aval Talmidim shal Bilam Rasha, yorshin gehen. The Talmidim of Bilam Rasha, they go to Gehenim forever. Shenemer va'ata elukim toridein lever shachas anshe domim umirma lo yachtsu yemeim v'ani eftach bach. So the Talmidim of Bilam it talks about anshe domim umirma. Bilam was it's a description of Bilam because Bilam is the one that gave the advice to Balak that led to the deaths of 24,000 people. So therefore, that's a reference to Bilam HaRasha, and we see that he loses any reward, and he goes leber shachas. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Yulches, we had said that anyone who's mezakeh the rabbin will not sin, and someone who's machti the rabbin will not be able to do tshuva. Moshe Rabbeinu was an example of someone who's mezakeh the rabbin, and he gets the credit of all of the rabbin. Yeravim ben Nevat is an example of someone who's machti as rabbin, and he gets the credit, so to speak, or the blame for all of their chataim. In Mishnah Yotes, we contrast it Talmidim of Avraham Avinu, who have an Ayin Tova, Ruach Nemucha, and Nefesh Shvala, with Talmidim of Bilam HaRasha, who have a Ruach, Ayin Ra, Ruach Kavah, and Nefesh Rechava. And we said the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu benefit from this world and the next world, whereas the Talmidim of Bilam HaRasha are Yordin Leve'er Shachas. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parakei Mishnah Chaf.